好，弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上很高兴来见你和弟兄姐妹一同来分享。
I'm so happy to be here this morning.
今天我们要读是约翰福音第二章。
This morning we'll read a passage from chapter 2 of John.
是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
And speaks of the very first miraculous sign Jesus performed.
这个第一啊，这代表最重最重要的。
So we need to pay attention to anything that happened for the first time.
所以今天耶稣要告诉我们说，今天神迹在我们当中。
And Jesus tried to tell us that miracles still prevail among us.
对你隔壁人说，今天早上有神迹。
So tell people next to you that this morning there will be miracles.
什么叫神迹呢？神做事就叫神迹。
What does miracle mean? It means God performs a deed.
坐在这边每一个人呢，都需要神来做点事情。
Because everyone here needs to have God to do something for you.
我信耶稣啊。
I believe in Jesus for over four decades now.
那个四十年对不对？差不多啊。那个这个最初啊，对主耶稣信耶稣的观念呢，都觉得耶稣好凶。
Initially, I had this image about Jesus being a very fearful person.
觉得来教会啊，要很严肃、很神圣。
And I feel coming to church is something very holy, very serious.
那个脚不能够这么摆。
And when I sit down, I have to put my feet a certain way.
坐在第一排的两个就弄起来就这样坐。
Especially like to see at the first row, I need to be look very serious.
因为神在正在看你坐的规不规矩。
Because I feel Jesus looking down to make sure I sit properly.
慢慢我发现我们的神很喜欢我们来到他面前。
And then later on, I found out that God actually have find great pleasure when we come to His presence.
尤其是外国人教会，看到小年轻人坐在地上。
And one time I visited a Caucasian church, I noticed their young people actually were sitting on the floor.
我觉得说这个简直太不尊敬。
I thought that is absolutely not respectful.
我想大概开始就会天然会有什么光下来来惩罚他。
I was expecting some light shining from above when the meeting started because of the way they sat.
大家看他们好快乐。
But they rejoiced greatly in the meeting.
慢慢我对信耶稣观念就开始改变。
So my impression about believing in the Lord has gradually changed.
今天信耶稣全世界23亿。
And there are over 2.3 billion there are Christians on earth.
超过三分之一信�e稣。
That's one third of the world population.
当然包括天主教什么都在里面。
Of course, that number includes the Catholics too.
而且还在那里不断的增加。
And this number continues to increase.
告诉我们人生啊，到今天呢，越来越需要信耶稣啊。
So more and more people need to know Jesus.
今天早上呢，坐在这边呢，我希望神做工，有神迹在我们当中。
And this morning I pray God will perform a miraculous sign among us.
那我们今天早上呢，要读一段圣经呢。
And so I want to read a passage together.
约翰福音二章。一节到第十一节。
John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11.
我希望大家呢能够在黄历上面都印好了，能大声把它念一下吧。
It's printed out for you on the program sheet, so can we read out loud?
读信要大声点的，吵得隔壁睡不着觉就差不多了。
And your voice has to be loud enough that other people cannot even fall asleep.
好，我们来读约翰福音二章一节到第十一节。
Let's read all 11 verses together.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们
No more wine. Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My time has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding in 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servants, Fill the water jar with water. So they filled them to the brim. Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from. No, the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone brings out the choice one first and then the cheaper one after the guests have had too much to drink.But now you have saved the best till now. This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He does reveal his glory and his disciples put their faith in him. And this is a story we all know.
这主耶稣呢 他被请去啊赴娶亲的宴席。
Now Jesus here has been invited to a wedding banquet.
这个娶亲的宴席，今天我用这个名称呢，叫做美好的人生。
And I title my message this morning to be a beautiful life.
今天你喜欢去结婚聚会还是安息聚会
？Do you like to go to a funeral or a wedding?
我告诉你啊，若是你喜欢去安息聚会，耶稣基督从来没有办过安息聚会。
If you like to go to a funeral, you know, sorry, Jesus never hosts a funeral before.
因为死人碰到耶稣都复活了。
Because whoever died when they encountered Jesus, they resurrected.
这个结婚聚会啊，耶稣讲了第一个神迹啊，在结婚聚会在那里发生。
And the first miracle Jesus performed was happening in a wedding.
在这结婚聚会当中啊，跟我们不大一样。我以前结婚聚会，我们中间背景呢。都不许喝酒了。
And in our background, we don't drink wine in a wedding banquet.
在这边发现呢，他们不止喝酒啊，还先摆上好酒。
Here, not only they drink wine, they drink best wine first.
等后来呢，酒喝多了，就分别不出来什么叫好酒坏酒了。
And after a while, when the guests had too much drink,
就把那比较烂的酒、坏酒就拿出来。
They would provide cheaper wine.
那但是呢，一个人呢，无论这个醉成什么程度，喝水还是知道那个不是酒了。
No matter how drunk you are, if you they people gave you water, you will still be able to tell.
那个结婚聚会当中呢，他们就是酒很重要。
So wine is a very important component in a wedding back then.
那个地方就是迦拿。
And that place is the city is called Cana.
我十年前去以色列，特别到迦拿那个地方去过一次。
Ten some years ago, when I visited Israel, I purposely visited Cana.
我就买了一瓶迦拿的葡萄酒带回。
And I bought a wine out of that city.
他们是做的很烂。
And really, it tastes awful.
那时候因为主耶稣都不在了。
I bet because Jesus was no longer there.
弟兄姐妹们，我想在结婚的婚宴当中呢，特别觉得美好人生呢有两方面。
And in this wedding, when you want to have beautiful life, I think there are two aspects.
这个婚宴呢，头一个说到了是个非常喜乐的一个爱情的一件事情。
Wedding speaking of an event that's full of joy and love.
我想那个新郎新娘进来呢，一定是个爱情的。我们常讲的那个新郎追新娘呢，追到后来追上了，就是好的结果。
And a lot of time we always tease about newlyweds how the guy took so much effort to pursue the lady.
所以那天聚会当中。每一个人穿的是很好还是很糟糕的，你们猜吗
？And what is the dress code for a wedding？
男性呢都打领带，女生呢就穿着最漂亮，还 makeup 一下。
Yeah， and then all the guys were dressed up with suit and tie， and ladies of course beautiful dresses including makeup。
我在我们台北聚会，有一次结婚聚会呀、啊。有一半的姊妹我都不认识。
One time I went to the banquet, you know, half of the Christian sister in the wedding, I could not recognize them.
我以为跑错地方了，我们教会有这么多美女在这里。
I thought I went to the wrong place because how come there's so many beautiful women in this wedding?
因为他们平常的都不 makeup 都不化妆。
Because usually they don't put any makeup on their face.
衣服好像故意穿比较烂的到教会。
And they dress very casually when they came to church. I guess they want to look spiritual.
我就发现他们很多很美的衣服的。
And then I realized, God, they have beautiful dresses actually.
脸上这么 makeup 下啊，就漂亮很多。
And they look much prettier once they put makeup on their face.
所以在结婚聚会当中，每个人都穿得非常的好，也是打扮得非常好。
So for a wedding banquet, everybody dress up for it.
因为是一个非常美好的人生。
Because that is a beautiful event, signifying a beautiful life.
第二点呢，在那个地方啊，这个。婚姻当中呢，那个吃的东西啊，一定比平常好一点点。
Secondly, what you put up, the food is gonna be better than usual too.
当然，这边的这个迦拿聚那天的聚会，绝对不是基督徒聚会的。
And I can assure you, that day is not a Christian wedding banquet.
因为基督徒聚会是不能喝酒的。
Because Christians don't drink wine in their wedding celebration.
那天呢，就摆上了很多好酒摆出来。
But that day they provide a lot of wonderful taste for wine.
想着结婚的这个美好人生呢，头一个。是说到有爱就一切美好。
And when you have love, everything is beautiful.
因为结婚聚会是讲爱的一个说明。
Because a wedding banquet symbolizes the result of love to people.
第二，他那个结婚聚会当中呢，特别讲的有酒在那个地方。
And secondly, another thing of that wedding banquet is there is wine in the wedding banquet.
因为这酒啊，在圣经上诗篇104篇讲的酒讲的喜。
Because wine symbolizes joy, as stated in Psalm 104.
是那个婚姻美
So for a wedding to result into a beautiful life, you have to have two things. First, you need to have love in this marriage. Without love, this marriage won't be beautiful. And secondly, you have to have wine, which means you have to have joy in your marriage. Without joy in a marriage, it won't be a beautiful marriage. So when we say to have a beautiful life, it really doesn't matter how much wealth you have, or whether the color of your hair, you're young or old. As long as you have love, it's beautiful, isn't it? As long as you have joy, then that's a beautiful marriage, isn't it?
弟兄姐妹们呢，我们常常觉得啊，去教会啊很辛苦。And
sometimes we feel that we have to make an effort to go to church.
礼拜天早上要打电话，一个个点名呢，要打电话人才会来教会。And
sometimes we need to call people Sunday morning to make sure they come to God's house.
这台北有个弟兄啊，我也常常打电话，他才会来。There
was a Christian in our congregation. I always have to call him on Sunday morning to make sure he comes.
后来呢，他每次都来得很晚。And
he always comes late.
他来的是我快要结束时候啊，他到了。He
always comes when I'm about to finish my sermon.
然后呢，开始吃午饭，他在我们顺便吃个午饭在那边。And
then he stay afterwards so that he will eat lunch with us.
搞不清他是听我讲道还是吃饭。And
wasn't he was there to listen to the sermon or he was there to eat lunch? But that's okay.
他一散会，马上到前面来给我打招呼，一弟兄啊，我来了。
Every time when the meeting's over, he will come forward and say, "Brother Yi, here I am."
来呀，你去，我说你来吧，去吃饭吧。I
said, "Oh, great, let's go to have lunch."
但是弟兄姐妹们，耶稣当时聚会不是这样子。But
that wasn't how Jesus was then.
耶稣到什么地方去啊，都是人山人海。Wherever
Jesus went, there's always a crowd.
那边很多人拥挤要听耶稣讲道。Many
people follow Jesus want to listen to him.
而且呢，很多人要拥挤耶稣呢，看耶稣行神迹。And
many people crowded by Jesus' side because they want to see how he performed miracles.
所以今天早上，我相信耶稣在我们当中。阿门。And
I believe Jesus is right here, right now. Amen to that.
所以讲到一个美好的人生呢，用婚宴来说到什么叫做美好的人生。Here
Jesus used wedding to describe to us what a beautiful life is.
啊，第一个讲到人生要有爱。
First, you have to have love in your life.
第二，讲人生要有喜乐。
Second, you have to have joy in your life.
所有到教会来的人，你要被耶稣的爱来摸到。
So when you come to church, you need to be touched by the love of Jesus.
而且来到耶稣聚会当中，要充满了喜乐带回去。
And you need to be filled with joy of the Lord and go home with that.
但是呢，人生呢，没有把握，一定美好。
But you know, a lot of times we can't guarantee life is always going to be beautiful.
啊，这个因为那天当中呢，酒用尽。For
example, that day the wine was exhausted.
弟兄姐妹们，酒用尽了，代表呢，喜乐没有了。When
the wine was gone, that means the joy was depleted.
这个婚姻当中呢，是耶稣行神迹在结婚呢，婚姻很重要。And
Jesus performed a miracle in a wedding because marriage is very important to God.
家庭。
Family is very important to God.
家庭当中呢，若是出了问题，我告诉你，你都是问题。
And if you have problem at home, then your life is full of problems.
是那天当中呢，就结婚聚会当中啊，他的酒用尽了。And
that day, the wine was gone.
你晓得我参加过，主持过很多结婚聚会。I
have officiated many weddings.
我一定抓住个重点。And
I always hold on to this important point.
结婚聚会最怕什么事情？What
do you afraid? What are you afraid of most in a wedding?
今天不是怕酒用尽了，因为今天到处都是 liquor shop，
绝对买得到。You don't have to worry about when the wine's gone because you can always get one in the store nearby.
结婚聚会最怕是牧师道讲太长了。And
what people are afraid of most is that the sermon's too long. Long in a wedding. My son is number two child, and I officiated in his wedding.
See,
I'm the father, I'm the pastor, so hey, I took care of everything in that wedding. And save a lot of money that way. When I share,
我一个堂兄啊，他信主不很热心的。And
I have a cousin. He wasn't a very devoted Christian.
他很少拜托我事情的。And
he rarely asked favor from me.
当他参加我儿子的结婚聚会的时候，他拜托我。But
that day, because when he came to my son's wedding, he begged me for a favor.
道讲短点好吧。
Then make sure when you share, please make it short.
为什么他来，我特别讲长五分钟。
But because my cousin who usually don't go to church, he came to the wedding that day, so I actually said a little bit more.
没时间听福音嘛，为了他我多讲了五分钟。
Because he usually doesn't come to the church, so for his sake, I lengthened my sermon that day by five minutes.
我听说有一次有一个结婚聚，不是我主持的啊。
And I went to this wedding one time.
是在美国发生，我们中间的，他大有印象。
It was yes, it was in this country, and he wasn't a speaker.
这个三个讲员啊。
There were three speakers for the wedding that day.
因为那个结婚的人太重要了。
And because the groom was someone very important.
结果呢，第二个讲员还没讲完呢，新娘子就昏倒了。
And then before the second speaker finished his sharing, the bride fainted.
哎，我真佩服新娘啊。
And I really respect the bride.
我猜她是装的。
I feel that she probably faked it.
让第三个、第二个不必讲完了，差不多够了。
So the second one can stop sharing, the third one doesn't even have to bother to share.
结婚聚会牧师讲太长，新郎新娘根本就不会听的。
You know, bride and groom won't have a heart to listen to a long sermon in your wedding.
其他人也没有兴趣听，他要等着喝起吃喜酒了。
And neither were the guests because they're waiting for the feast afterwards.
所以我都很识相，都很短。
So I am always very sensitive to that. I make my sermon short in a wedding.
就是在结婚聚会当中啊，那很重要的是酒用尽。
And that day, the wine was depleted.
美好的人生有的缺钱。
Which means there is a problem in the beautiful life.
我有一个很好的一个我们教会一个弟兄啊，他结婚。不是在教会结婚的，在外面法院结婚。
And there's a Christian bride in our church. He got married in a court.
因为他太太还没有怎么相信。
Because his wife wasn't a Christian yet.
我第一次平均第一次，他们两个结婚的时候大概到下午先生呢，我们弟兄就给我打电话。
And after they got married in the court that day, in the afternoon he called me.
他说我太太不见了，有没有到你那边去呢？
He said, Hey, I can't find my wife. Do you see her?
他说你太太根本我都没见几次面，到我这来干嘛？
I said, I don't even know her very well. I don't think she will come to me.
一直到第二天、第三天呢，太太才跑回来。
And after 2 days, his wife returned.
这个还没有婚宴呢，酒已经用尽了。
It's like you don't have the wedding, you just held, and then the joy is gone.
所以你发现呢，人生当中呢，我们常常呢，看见。
I thought he brought me a cup of wine.
那天的就代表很多我们一般呢读这个小说都是王子跟公主就结婚了。
And in many fairy tale, the prince married the princess, right?
就是好像到了一个快乐的一个结局。
And they have a very happy ending.
其实我们不晓得。
But many times we do not know.
结完婚以后是考验酒有没有用尽的开始。
A life after the wedding is a test to see if the wine is gone.
丈夫爱妻时，不是结婚那天看着漂漂亮亮的爱，结婚以后能不能爱妻？
For a groom to love his bride, not just on the wedding day because she looks beautiful, it's more of the days afterwards.
是很多时候酒用尽。
But many times the wine is gone.
我辅导过很多的夫妻。
I have consulted many couples,
都是酒用尽了。
And a lot of times their wine is gone.
忍耐没有的。
And we don't have patience anymore for the other party.
讲话声音呢，越来越大声了。
And sometimes we speak louder and louder toward each other.
这个讲话很大声呢，代表还有希望。
And if you speak, even with loud voice, there's still hope.
后来两个人中间不讲话。
But when you don't even bother to talk to each other,
也懒得见对方。
And don't even want to bother to see the other party.
各位亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们，酒用尽了。
That means the wine is gone.
人生当中很多的难处。让我们跟人的关系就出了问题。
Many times difficulties in life cause we have trouble in our relationship with others.
所以我们看见呢，这个人生的缺陷说到酒用尽。
And here you see the shortcoming of their lives. Talk about the wine was gone.
但是信耶稣了就有盼望。
But if you have Jesus, then you have hope.
因为那天结婚聚会当中呢，很重要的有一个贵宾在那边，而这个贵宾是谁？你们猜猜是谁呢？
On that wedding day, there is a very special guest among them. That's Jesus. Because Jesus' mom was also invited, and she was helping. Since she was invited, so she brought her son Jesus along. And Jesus didn't go by himself. He brought his disciples with him. And you know, these are unexpected guests. I bet Peter probably drank too much that day. That's why the wine was gone.
Peter, 雅各, 约翰三个人在一起, 那不得了的,
Imagine Peter, John, and Jacob,
因为他们,
James.
他们一向是比赛的,
they probably compete with one another how much to drink.
哪一个人, 耶稣给他讲, 他们就不服气, 对不对? 我要做头, 比如说, 我要做头, 雅各约翰说, 我要做头,
because these three always fight to be number one among the disciples.
你喝最多, 我要比你喝再多一点。
So Peter said, oh, John, you can drink more, I can drink even more. So they will compete.
这个圣经亮光是我的,
this is my personal observation and interpretation, okay?
所以那天当中呢, 他们就不够,
so after a while, the wine was gone.
而且他们很厉害, 好酒坏酒,
and I don't care, is a choice wine or cheap wine, they finished them all.
所以到时候结婚还没完的时候,
so before the wedding was over, the in charge person came to Jesus' mom and says, the wine is gone.
各位弟兄姐妹们, 人生有了困难,
and when you encounter difficulty in life, that's the time you find the preciousness of your faith in Jesus Christ. If your life is smooth, you probably don't find believing in Jesus anything special or precious. It's like whatever I believe in seems to be okay. But only when you come to an end in your life, then you will realize having Jesus is different. And don't be afraid thinking Jesus will blame you, say, you don't come to me until you have trouble. Jesus understands our weaknesses. Therefore, he allows circumstances to come upon us so that we may learn that I am limited. If you have come to an end in your life, then the good news is going to happen to you. A miracle can happen. All you need is just open up your heart and say, Jesus, come to my heart. Be the special guest of my life. Change my life.
弟兄姐妹们,
a lot of people don't want to believe in Jesus because they have this misconception about Jesus.
很多人呢, 他说,
and a lot of people say, you know, I don't have a problem with this Lord Jesus, but I have a problem with church.
我碰到有些人, 他不来教会,
a lot of people that they don't come to church.
他说,
they said, I would just study Bible at home. That's good enough. Because there are so many people just like Peter, John, and James in the church. And they follow Jesus and they can speak. And they are good wine drinkers.
所以蛮多弟兄姊妹把人信主的人把人绊倒。
A lot of times the way we live as Christians stumble others.
特别是彼得雅各约翰这种重要信徒特别容易把人绊倒。
Especially those important disciples like Peter, John, and James, they cause people to stumble.
所以我自从做传道人后我非常小心。
After I become a minister, I'm very careful.
不要把人绊倒。
I'm afraid I will cause other people to stumble.
但是我无论多么小心,
but no matter how careful I am, I will still cause people to fall.
是那天呢, 彼得雅各约翰, 我猜想, 啊，因为他们这个去都是不速之客了，酒喝多了，把水酒都给你喝光。
It's just my guess that because all these disciples were unexpected guests, they drank too much and finished their wine before it should.
这些人绊倒了这些人。
And I think their behavior probably caused other people to fall.
但是不管你过去发生过什么事情。
But it doesn't matter what happened in the past.
不管你过去有多少人让你觉得很难，很心里不舒服。
And doesn't matter how many Christians make you feel very uncomfortable in the past.
今天早上。神迹在我们当中，大家跟我说阿门。
But this morning miracle can happen to you, amen.
是那天呢，主耶稣啊，在那个宾客当中。
And because Jesus was with them that day.
但是有一件事很重要。
It is one thing that's very important.
耶稣啊，是万王之王，万主之主。
That Jesus, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords.
是好多人信耶稣，把耶稣当作佣人一样。希望我一祷告，耶稣赶快做事。
But the problem with people is that they are, they treat Jesus as their servants because I have this need, I pray to him, Jesus, you do this for me.
有人说，主耶稣，我祷告你快点做，你不做我就不来教会，不信你。
And some even threaten Jesus by saying, Lord.Listen to my prayer, otherwise I won't come to church.
这是为什么耶稣对他妈妈说呢？我跟你什么相干呢？
And that's why Jesus said to his mom, Why do you involve me, dear woman?
我是神的儿子。
I am the Son of God.
你要信我。
You have to believe in me.
什么叫信耶稣呢？
What does it mean by believing in Jesus?
信耶稣不是礼拜天的做礼拜就信耶稣。
Believing in Jesus is not just come to church on Sunday mornings.
信耶稣不是吃饭前祷告叫信耶稣。
It's not just saying grace before meals.
什么叫信耶稣呢？
What does believing Jesus mean?
马太福音十六章讲的说，耶稣问彼得说，我是谁？
Just like Matthew 16, Jesus asked Peter, who?Am I?
耶稣彼得给他个标准答案。
And Peter said it perfectly.
他说你是基督。
He said you are the Christ.
是永生神的儿子。
The Son of the Living God.
大家跟我说好不好？耶稣是基督。
I say this. Jesus is Christ.
耶稣是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the Living God.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
基督呢，讲的受膏者，讲的他是君王。
Christ means the anointed one, means he is the king.
他是王，你要尊敬他，你要顺服他。
He is the king, so you should show reverence and you need to honor him and respect him.
为什么好多基督徒信耶稣不快乐？
Why are there a lot of unhappy Christians?
因为他不晓得信什么。
Because they don't know what they are believing in.
当你知道你信是谁的时候，你的生活就不一样。
If you truly know in whom you believe, your life will be different.
所以耶稣是基督，代表耶稣是君王。
So if Jesus is Christ, then he is the king.
好多人信耶稣信了几十年了，从来不晓得耶稣是基督是君王。
Some people are Christian for decades, but they never realize that Jesus they believe is a king.
什么叫做君王呢？
What does a king mean?
这个君王你要顺。
Means you need to submit to his kingship. You need to listen to him.
所以你晓得一个尊贵的人呢，你要听他。
He is an honorable king. You need to listen to him.
今天我们这些人呢，都是我做王。
The problem with us is that we are our own kings.
所以我们做王，耶稣呢就在旁边听着。哎，要不你快点给我听我祷告。
Because
你不快乐的。
So.Because we are kings in our lives, we just tell Jesus what to do. How can we be happy?
是整个我们的一生的教育，就是让我要做王。
And the education philosophy of this world is to teach us to be self-king.
我总觉得我是很谦卑的人。
And I regard myself pretty humble.
哎，我谦不谦卑，我太太就晓得。
But only my wife knows if I'm truly humble.
哎，但是呢，我神呢就开始要训练我。
But God wants to train me.
也让我知道耶稣是君王。
Train me to learn that actually Jesus is the king.
是用很多的环境呢来训练我。
So through many circumstances, God trained me to learn that.
我这个在26岁啊。我就开始呢去一个公司做事情。
I work in a company when I was 26.
我这个公司刚开始做的时候很辛苦，然后后来公司慢慢比较上轨道。
And initially, because it was a new startup firm, it was a lot of work, and gradually the business took off.
那时候我有一个长辈他就也加入公司来做董事长。
And there was an elderly relative who joined that company. He was one of the board members.
那我呢是他的手下最主要的。
And I was his second second-hand person in the company.
我那时我对他很不满意。
And I didn't like him at all.
他的脾气啊不是很好。
Because he had a very ill temper.
若是我对他不尊敬的，哇，他会很生气的。
And if I don't show respect to him, he gets upset.
他会骂我的。
And he will scold me.
所以有一次啊。我就跟我在那个工厂里面在忙着，看见他开车子进来。
And one day I was busy working in the factory and I saw him driving in his car.
他来了。
I said, oh, here he comes.
我马上转身了，跑到别地方去忙去。
And I immediately tried to avoid his face. I moved to another corner.
我不想跟他见面。
Because I don't want to face him.
可是呢，我没想到老人家的眼睛呢都是远视眼。
But I forgot, you know, all the elderly people, they have the far-sighted.
他这一进大门，老远就看到我了。
So he saw me from the distance.
然后看我转身跑进去。
He saw how I turned around and ran away.
他的心里很不爽。
He was unhappy about it.
他觉得我应该跑到门口给他进，给他开门了，给他鞠个躬了，欢迎来到。
He felt that instead I should just come to the car and open the door for him to welcome him.
他一看我扭身就跑啊，哇，他车子一到就喊给隔壁说，把他叫出来，把我叫出来。
And then so when he got a car, he sent another person to get me to him.
是，我也不能不出来。
So I had to go back to him.
他一看到我就讲一句话，我一辈子忘不了。
And he said this to me, I will never forget in my life.
I am number one.
I am number one here.
意思什么？我 number one 了呢？你跑掉，你出来。欢迎我 number one.
You should come and welcome me, the number one person in the company.
我第一次发现什么叫做血压高。
That's the first time I experienced high blood pressure.
我气得发抖音。
I was so upset. I was so angry.
不过我们中国从小有个教养，就对年纪大人呢，还是要温和一点。
But it's our culture and discipline that you show nice temper to the elderly.
我气得胃痛。
So I was my stomach cramped.
但是主耶稣讲。
And then the Lord spoke to me.
你看吧,
Look.
你看一个人说他是 number one, 你就气成这个样子。
You get so upset just when somebody else says, I am number one.
你祷告说, 主耶稣啊, 愿你伟大, 你假的。
The Lord said, you always pray, Jesus, may you be the first. You're a liar.
所以我们唱诗歌,
so when we send him,
supreme, 对不对?
Yeah, you be the supreme.
这是假的。
Jesus said, you are singing fake song.
耶稣安排我一个 uncle 做老大，我受不了了。
And I just put an uncle over your head, you couldn't take it anymore.
请问他摆在我头上是谁安排的？
Who do you think, who put your uncle above you?
是哪一个人把他摆在我头上？ 哪一个人？大家说哪一个？
Do you know who put my uncle above me to be my boss?
是耶稣摆的。
God did. Jesus did.
耶稣摆的，他要我干嘛？你晓得吗？
What is Jesus trying to teach me?
要我不要做老大。
So that I will not be number one.
我在讲耶稣基督，基督是老大。
Because Jesus is Christ. He is number one. He's the king.
我好久才学会。
It took me a long time to learn that.
愿意把自己放下。
To set myself aside.
弟兄姐妹们，当我把自己放下的时候，
When I'm willing to put myself aside,
我得到自由了。
I was released. I was delivered.
我不是觉得我委屈啊。
I don't feel.
我得胜了。
And I actually feel I was freed. I was victorious.
我胜过我可怜的自己。
Because I overcame my poor self.
弟兄姐妹们，当你信耶稣，要把耶稣摆在基督的位置上。
So brothers,
你得胜了。
Brothers, sisters, if you are truly a Christian, you put Christ first. Then you have won.
我告诉你，你不把耶稣摆成最大，你摆最大，我们就把意思魔鬼摆成最大。
If you don't put Christ first, instead you put yourself there, that means you put devil on top of you.
所有不让耶稣做最大的都是魔鬼啊。
You know whatever causes not to put Jesus first, that's the devil's scheme.
而且你不会快乐。
And you will not be happy.
你会常常生气。
You get upset all the time.
他不尊重我。
You say, he doesn't respect me.
他不听我。
Or she doesn't listen to me.
他瞧不起我。
And he despised me.
他对我不友善。
And she is not friendly to me.
我。
It's all about me.
弟兄姐妹，你是老几啊？
So who are you after all?
弟兄姐妹，感谢主，我们说好不好？愿你伟大。
Let's say this. May God be supreme.
愿耶稣伟大。
May Jesus be number one.
当让耶稣做大的时候，你的信心开始坚固。
Once you're ready to honor him as first, your faith will be strengthened.
而且不止他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
And not only he was the Christ, he's the Son of the living God.
什么叫做永生神的儿子？
What does that mean?
就是他是神。
Means he is God.
那一天呢，耶稣的妈妈学个功课。
And Jesus' mom learned the lesson that day.
耶稣的妈妈对耶稣说，你
And because Jesus about turned to him and says, they have no more wine. So come up with something. But Jesus said, dear woman, why do you involve me? I am the Christ, the Son of God. So immediately her heart was turned around.
就对那个佣人说呢，这个耶稣叫你干嘛你就干嘛。
So instead, saying more, just turn to the servant and says, do whatever he says to you.
今天早上每一个人都有条出路。
So everyone here has a way out this morning.
人生可以变成美好人生。
Your life can be turned around to be a beautiful life.
没有路的可以变成有路。
And you used to feel that there's no way out, now you can find a way. And your suffering can turn into joy. And sickness can turn into healing grace. Your bondage can be set free. This morning, what you need to do is to come off your throne and let Jesus sit on it. And say, Jesus, may you be the king. Because you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Brothers and sisters, then your life will become a beautiful life. So Jesus performed work for them. What did Jesus do that day? He told the servants, fill the jars with water, all six jars. And every jar, and you need like two, three buckets of water to fill each jar. So about 5 gallons. Each jar is pretty big in size. And there was no more water in the jars. What does water symbolize?
那水呢, 头一个意思, 代表你的生命呢,
that means your life is dry.
因为今天人呢,
because we all have to drink water.
因为特别在洛杉矶很干燥,
especially
in
Los Angeles, it's very dry.
而在台北不干燥,
and in Taipei, it's humid, but we still drink lots of water.
不喝水啊, 你这个身体就会不好的。
Your body needs a lot of water.
但是你说我喝Juice, 要喝水呢。
Not soft drink, has to be pure water.
所以这个水啊代表你的生命的维持。
And because your life is stemmed upon water,
是好多人呢,
and a lot of people, their lives are dry.
是你一个人枯干呢, 代表你水呀, 水分太少。
When you feel dry, means you're dehydrated, you need water.
这个耶稣基督他是活水呀。 让我们里面得到滋润,
and Jesus Christ, He is the living water.
你看我一讲话, 大家好多人喝水啊, 没错的。
See, when I said this, everybody, many people start drinking water.
第二个很重要的,
and the second thing,
水啊, 是做洁净,
and water is used to purify, to cleanse.
我很佩服啊, 美国的年轻的孩子,
and I really admire young people in this country.
他们很厉害到个地步啊, 晚上不洗澡能够睡觉, 佩服。
They can go to bed without taking a shower at night.
我的孩子, 从美国回到台湾呢, 晚上不洗澡的, 早上洗澡。
And like my children, when they return to Taiwan, they take shower in the morning, not at night.
一天呢, 那个脏成这样子, 你不洗澡, 怎么能睡觉呢? 爸爸我习惯了。
And I said, how can you not take a shower and go to bed like this? He said, Dad, I'm used to this.
我说你早上洗澡什么用呢？一起来洗澡，一动又是一身汗。
I said, what's the use? Take shower in the morning because you move around, you become so sweaty.
是年轻人很厉害，可以不洗澡过活的。
And some young people are really great. They could live without taking shower before they go to bed.
我有个小儿子回台湾呢。
My youngest son, when he came back,
送我一瓶香水。
He gave me this cologne, a bottle of cologne for men.
我说你是不是嫌你老爸臭啊?
I said, do you think I have special odor?
啊，没有，他没这个意思。
No. He said, no, not at all.
给我 cologne 干嘛？什么意思？
I said, why do you give me cologne?
我说我老婆都不给我 cologne。
I said, my wife doesn't even buy me cologne.
他说你们老人有老人味道。
He said, well, you guys elderly people smell like elderly people.
我说我天天洗澡的。
I said, I take shower every day.
我天天洗澡要。 喷点 cologne。
He said, even you shower every day, you still need to spray some cologne on yourself.
年轻人可以不洗澡，因为很多 cologne。
I guess that's why they don't need to take shower too often.
所以你发现呢，这个人需要洗澡。
And we need to take shower. We need to be cleansed.
弟兄姐妹们，水要来洁净。
And one function of water is to cleanse.
弟兄姐妹们，很多家庭，很多人他不快的原因，因为他没有不洁净，罪在他身上。
And a lot of people, they're not happy because there are sin on them. They are not clean.
他没办法得到自由。
And so they cannot be set free.
是需要神来洁净我。
And it takes God to cleanse us.
还有呢，洁净。光讲到身体洁净。
And when we say cleansing, we're not talking about physical body.
以弗所书第五章讲的说，我们心思也要被洁净。
Ephesians chapter 5 talk about how our mind, our thoughts need to be cleansed.
借着道把心思洗干净。
And God can cleanse our mind through the word in His water.
成为一个荣耀的教会。
So that we become His glorious church.
没有玷污、皱纹等类的病。
Without blemish, wrinkles, or stains.
这个教会啊，这个皱纹，皱纹什么意思？皱纹、啊、
？Do you know what wrinkles are？
什么叫皱纹、啊、
？What do you mean？
你看我皱纹，代表什么意思啊？
老化 means you're aging. That's why you have wrinkles.
为什么很多人不快乐呢？因为老化。
A lot of people are not happy because their heart is old.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们老化的时候。我们觉得人生啊，每天都一样的时候，哦，弟兄姐妹，你就不快乐了。
When we our mind is aging, we feel everything's the same. We don't change. Then you are not happy.
我们的神叫做历久常新的神。
And our God is ever fresh in God.
我们现在从来不会老化了。
And our God does not age.
是每一个人进天国都要回转跟小孩子一样。
That's why I say you have to return to like be like a child because the kingdom of God belongs to someone like that.
充满了欢乐，充满了好奇心。
And you need to be filled with curiosity, with joy.
因为为什么呢？因为神要行神迹啊，就有奇妙事发生，就觉得年轻了。
Because God performs miracles in your life every day, so you feel young all the time.
因为年轻人每天呢都期望有新鲜事发生。
Because young people expect new things to happen all the time.
一个老的人老化，对不对？天下没什么话，没什么新的事情。
And for old people, they feel there's nothing new to me anymore.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在座的是年轻的还是老化的？
So are you old or young in Christ?
年轻老化，大家说，阿门。声音太小，不对，没有信心的。大家跟我说
，Are you old or young in Christ?
我们是年轻的教会。
Say that we are a young church in Christ.
真的。
当
我心思开始转变的时候
，When our thoughts started to change like that，
弟兄姐妹，我发现我们的神呢非常可爱。
And you feel that God is so lovable，
常常做新鲜的事。
Because He does new things to us，
改变我们。
He changes us，
做不可能的事。
He performs things that's impossible。
啊，我们前段时间呢，有个弟兄啊，参加我们礼拜二祷告会呀、啊。啊、他要做个见证。
And not too long ago, in our Tuesday night prayer meeting, a Christian brother shared his testimony.
他呢，信耶稣二十七年。
He had become a Christian for over 27 years.
头二十年呢，根本不去会。
In the first 20 years, he didn't bother to go to church regularly.
搞不清楚信的是什么，搞不清楚。
Because he did not know in whom he believed.
后来呢？七年呢，越遇见就困难了，他就到教会来了。
And in the last 7 years, he encountered difficulties, so he came to church.
我们教会后来因为搬家的关系，他就到我们教会，因为离他家比较近。
And he came to our new location, which is closer to his home.
我也不认识他。
I didn't know him from before.
他呢，说他信耶稣当中啊，有一个难处就是抽烟。
He said, I have this problem to be a Christian because I smoke.
他一天抽一包的香烟。
He smoked a pack of cigarettes every day.
要抽那黄牌，因为黄牌呢尼古丁比较高一点。
And a certain color brand because it has the highest level of nicotine.
他不抽烟不行啊。
He's addicted to smoking.
他说戒过不知道多少次。
He tried to quit many times.
他说戒烟是最容易的事情。
He said it's so easy to quit smoking.
因为每个礼拜都每天都可以戒一次烟。
Because I try to quit smoking every day.
然后两个小时以后呢，再开始抽烟。
And then I start smoking again 2 hours later.
就戒不了。
He said, I could not stop smoking.
所以他呢，就是也很辛苦。
So he suffered as a result.
那天呢，参加我们的聚会。
That day he came to our prayer meeting, our meeting.
我就那天祷告聚会当中，我感动是我们中间呢，若是你不清楚 你的侍奉的恩赐在哪一方面，你到前面来，我为你祷告。
And that was our prayer meeting that he came. And in the meeting, I suddenly felt this prompting of the Lord. I said, whoever wants to know your gift.
啊，就有好多人就站在前面。
If you don't know the gift from God and what gift you have,
都没有站出来。
Please come forward.
因为我们教会啊，那个很多人拼命在做工，所以他们晓得他们在干嘛。
Because a lot of our members know what their gifts are, so they didn't come forward. So not many people came out.
他不想出来。
And he did not want to come out.
因为他觉得他晓得他在教会干什么。
Because he knew what his function was.
他也走出来了。
But he walked out anyway.
因为有的时候我们祷告啊，手一摸啊，人会倒下去呢。
Is when we pray for people, sometimes the spirit of God will just touch them and they will fall.
是他就站在后面一个弟兄后面。准备去接接看，看那人会不会倒。
So he decided to help out. So he stood behind a member and whom would pray for in case this member fell, so he would catch him.
好几个倒掉以后呢，就变成他呢，跑得变得比较前面。
And after a while, and he became because a lot of people would fall to the floor, so he became on the front rows.
他说：“你也到前面去吧。”
So a Christian sister behind him says, "Why don't you go forward so we can pray for you?"
他也走到前面去了。
So he moved forward.
一步就到前面去。
And just one step, he was in the front row.
哎，我为他祷告。
So I prayed for him.
他说：“一弟兄呢，只讲了五个字。”
He said, "Brother, he said five words to me in Chinese."
足以释放。
I said, Jesus, the Lord has delivered you. The Lord has delivered you. When he heard that, he fell backwardly.
He
said, how did Brother Yi know that I need to be set free? I don't know, but God knows. I'm into that. So when he fell to the floor, he felt something was very ugly, a very nasty odor came out from his inner being.
出来以后，他躺在那二十分钟。
He was on the floor about 20 minutes. He could not move.
他就在哭，跟小孩讲在哭。
And he was just crying.
当他起来以后
，When he got up，
他回家。
He returned home.
他27年，二十多年来，第一次觉得他不想吸烟了。
And he said for 20 some years. Now, this is the very first time he felt that he did not want to smoke anymore. He felt something left him. And he didn't want to buy cigarettes anymore. And later on, one night, he suddenly had the urge to smoke. You know, devil comes back to tempt us. So he covered his head with blanket and prayed. And he only prayed for about a minute. He fell asleep. And next morning he got up. He didn't feel the urge anymore.
弟兄姊妹们，我感谢主耶稣。
And I thank the Lord for that.
水会把这东西洗干净。Amen.
The water has the function to cleanse.
因为让人觉得说，我们的神是行不可能的神。Amen.
Our God is a God who performs incredible, impossible things.
因为他是永生神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of the Living God.
他能够今天早上让你的捆绑得到自由。
He is able to set you free from the bondage you are in this morning.
让你的痛苦变成喜乐。
Turn your suffering into joy.
让你的人生有大的改变。
And change your life greatly.
是当把水加满以后
So when he filled the water jars to the brim,
再把水舀出来
he said, then scoop the water out.
水改变了 Amen.
And the water was changed. Amen to that.
水是最平凡的东西
Water is the most ordinary thing.
变成好酒
It turned into great wine.
管宴席的从来没有尝过这么好的酒
Even the host of the banquet said, I have never tasted something so great.
信耶稣有神迹在我们的当中
So believing in Jesus means you will have miracles in your life.
你的人生开始有改变
Your life can start to have changes.Your life can be renewed. Sometimes you feel the sun shines beautifully. And your life turns something so beautiful. It's not because you suddenly become rich. But because Jesus entered into your life. So that he turned water in your life into wine. You say hallelujah. This morning, I know Jesus is here.
耶稣要改变我们
He wants to change us.
让你的心思被更新。
He wants to renew your thought and your mind.
你觉得你思维的人都变得比较可爱。
And you look around, you feel people around you become more lovable.
哦，以前呢，哦，我动不动就发脾气的。
And you used to have a very poor temper.
但是信耶稣后，而且是动不动就很快乐。
And after I know Jesus, I just suddenly become more happy.
因为水变成酒。
Because he turned my water into wine.And here says, nobody has tasted something so great. To the point that the host asked the groom to come.
他说你怎么把好酒一直放在现在才拿出来
How can you save the choice wine to the last?
对信耶稣越信酒越好阿们
Yes, Christians will taste the wine. The wine taste will become better and better for Christians.
人生越到后来越好
So your life will just become better and better.
艺人的道路好像越走越光明了，就是到中午十二点。
And the Bible says the pathway of the righteous one is become brighter and brighter from dawn to the noon.
所以就是意思说，我们这些人呢，年纪越大的人呢，应该越光明。Amen.
So the older Christian should have a brighter path, should have a happier life.
年轻人比较快乐，信耶稣开始不一样，年纪大的也很快乐。Amen.
And so happiness does not only belong to young people, but to Christians who become Christian longer and longer.
你看我满脸皱纹呢，不要被他骗了，我还是蛮快乐的。
Don't be deceived by the wrinkles on my face. I am very happy.
阿们，弟兄姊妹们。
阿们吗？
人生开始改变了。
Life can start to have changes.
耶稣进到你的人生的当中。
It's all because Jesus entered into your life.
让你今天开始要过个美好的人生。
So that you can have a beautiful life.
但是让耶稣坐在宝座上面。
But the key is to let Jesus sit on your throne.
而且相信耶稣会做不可能的事。
And also you need to believe that Jesus can do impossible things.
他是基督，是永生。
Know that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God. So if we believe, then God can do something among us this morning. And then many things can happen when our lives can be changed.
现在呢神就给我们一个能不能得到更大喜乐的一个考验。
So God put us to test, see if we can have a greater joy.
那天呢六桶石缸啊，变成水都倒满了，通到整个倒满了。
And that day they filled the six water jars.
那个，然后呢，都倒满了，舀出来的时候啊，水都变成酒了。
And when they scooped the water out, those water became wine.
有两个事情要给我们考验。
So there are two things under test.
第一个是舀出来。
First, you need to draw the water out.
为什么要舀出来呢
Why do we need to scoop the water out?
信心去用去
Means you need to exercise your faith.
要用你的信心
We have to exercise our faith.
他们也说你拿个大石缸啊就抱着喝那不可能
They didn't say go hug that huge jar and drink like that.
要把它舀出来
You need to scoop it out.
多少不需要舀出来
It doesn't matter how much you take, but you need to take the water out of the jar.
弟兄姊妹们信心要去用。
Therefore, we need to use our faith.
什么是用信心？
How do we exercise our faith?
先从我们的话语开始讲有信心的话。
Why don't we start from our words? Speak words of faith.
我们常常不讲信心的话。
And a lot of times we don't do that, right?
我好倒霉啊。
We say, oh, what a misfortune I have today.
你每天倒霉，又变成什么人？告诉我。
If you say that all the time, what happened to you? You become a man filled with misfortunes.
我好糟糕啊！你每天说我好糟糕，你变成什么人，弟兄姊妹
？If you always say that, oh, I'm terrible, then you become a terrible person.
我好笨呢、啊，你变成什么人呢、啊、
？If you always say, oh, I'm so stupid, then what do you become?
我笨，太太说我比你还笨。
When you say I'm stupid, and your spouse says I'm worse than that.
我儿子说爸爸妈妈说笨，我更笨。
And your son says if my parents are stupid, then I'm foolish too.
我们全家都是笨蛋。
The whole household of foolish people.
这不是谦卑啊，这叫做你干嘛呢？这叫做你没有信心。
It's not trying to be humble. That means you are speaking without faith.
主耶稣，我有幸福，我充满了欢喜，就欢喜。
And he said, Lord, I have fortune, I have happiness.
我有信心, 就有信心,
I have faith, then I will have faith.
我能得胜, 就得胜,
he said, if you proclaim that I can overcome, then I will overcome.
我相信神能够救我, 救我就到底, 就救我。
If I say, I believe God can save me and all the way to the end, then he will.
有信心的话,
we should speak words of faith every day.
我们教会要做最喜乐的教会, 大家跟我说, Amen.
We will become a church that's most joyful. We want to be the youngest church. We want to be a church that has miracles.
你讲信心话的时候,
you know, devil just don't like that when we speak words of faith.
魔鬼就让你用眼睛看, 看一个个人, 哪一个都, 哎呦, 都不行啊。
And what devil wants to see is to see the weakness and problems so that we lose our faith.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们就凭着信心, 不凭眼见。
So what we need to live is by faith, not by sight.
常常要有信心的话,
and speak words of faith.
神就开始做工在我们当中。
And then God can work greatly among us. That's how what I mean by scoop the water out. To draw the water out of the jars. It takes faith to scoop the water out. Don't think you scoop water. What do we scoop out? We gotta know, we use our faith to scoop wine out, not water. When you exercise that act, the water turns into wine. Don't come close to the jar and try to smell. Is this water or this is wine? Don't use your eyes to analyze. Is this water or wine? All Jesus said is to draw the water out. To draw it out.
你不管它看得像什么, 闻得像什么, 你都不管, 信心一咬, 今天就有神奇, 再来跟我说, Amen.
Don't worry about how it looks like or smells like. Just obey what Jesus said. Draw some out and then you turn into wine.
我以前呢, 为别人祷告,
when I pray for others,
没什么信心啊?
Sometimes I was without faith.
我觉得祷告, 别人有用, 我大概没有用。
And I felt that, you know, always prayer works for others but not for me.
你晓得, 做传道人有一个东西没办法说 no 的, 就别人叫你去为他祷告。
You know, for ministers or pastors, you always have to agree to pray for someone when they, upon request.
不会, 你不会, 你在台上呱呱呱讲这么多干嘛,
you cannot say, oh, I don't know how to pray. They say, then why are you sharing all these things?
但是按手的时候, 要凭着信心。
So when I pray or lay hands on people, I need to do that in faith.
弟兄姐妹们, 当你用信心的时候, 神常常听我们的祷告。
When you pray like that in faith, then God will listen many times.
也常常受打击。
Of course, there are times we were defeated.
打击, 就是祷告, 对方并没有好。
It means you pray for someone, things did not become better yet.
没有关系, 并不好, 可以再祷告, 阿爸们,
it's okay, then just keep praying.
是信心要越练, 越用才越多。
Faith is something we need to exercise. The more you exercise, the more you have.
今天早上就已经有神迹在我们的当中, 大家跟我说, Amen.
When you exercise faith, then that things will happen, like today.
第二个给我们的考验,
and the second test is
现在有六口石缸,
there are six jars here.
六口石缸啊, 每一个两三桶水啊, 大概就有好几 gallon, 三五 gallon 的水, and, 酒在那边,
and so we have about 3 to 5 gallons of wine here.
而且是好酒,
and they're choice wine.
现在人就开始想法了, 我有这么多好的, 我干嘛呢?
So what will people do when they have so much good choice wine?
有两种做法。
Usually people will have two choices.
They
will do two things. One is to benefit themselves.
哎,
why don't I fill these all these empty bottles with these choice wine? I can make money out of them. But God does not want to do that. God said, draw it out and let everybody enjoy. And I gave you six jars. Because many people can be blessed.
弟兄姐妹们,
Christianity is a faith that gives to others.
神把他儿子给我们,
like God gave us His one and only Son. And God gave us His Holy Spirit.
神给我们喜乐,
God gives us joy.
神给我们能力,
God gives us power. God God gives us blessings. So Christians should be a person who is willing to give.
今天的话说，要做个传福音的人。
And the Lord says, go, give the gospel.
要把福音告诉别人。
To share the good news.
把好的告诉别人。
To tell people the good thing.
当你给别人的时候，
When you do that, you're giving.
你好的酒就更丰富的在你人生当中。
And when you give, more good wine and blessings will flow into your life.
所有美好的人生,
all the beautiful lives,
都从发现你有信心开始,
start from the point of faith.
所有美好的人生,
all the beautiful lives,
一定产生美好的教会,
will generate beautiful church.
什么是美好的教会呢?
What is beautiful church?
菲利比的教会, 马其顿教会是个美好的教会。
For example, in the Bible, church in Philip is a beautiful church.
这个马其顿的教会呢, 是个菲利比, 是给的教会。
And Macedonia church, Philippian church, they are church that give.
所以让我们教会成为给的教会 Amen.
So why don't we become a church that gives?
越给越少还是越给越多、啊、
When more we give, what happens?
就是当你给的时候越给越多
The more we give, the more we will receive and then we can give you more.
美好的人生是个给的人生
So a beautiful life is a life that gives to others.
在我们当中、啊、
May the Lord work among us.
能够运行在我们当中
May he work freely among us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
神迹在我们当中 ，Amen.
Is a miracle among us? Amen.
最大的神迹是耶稣基督从死里复活。
The greatest miracle is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's sing that song one more time.
应当活着
Because lives, I can face tomorrow.
They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lives and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
我们再唱一遍的时候
When we sing the song one more time,
我把你们请年轻人到前面来，好不好？
Can I
我给你们祝福
invite young people to come forward? I want to bless you.
哎，今天早上我相信
And I believe.
今天早上神要特别要给你们祝福。
God wants to bless you specifically, all the young people.
你们不光是，你们不是没有，你们有很多的丰富在你们里面。
And you have a lot of abundance from God that's in you.
让这个教会被更新。
And to renew this church.
让这教会成为神所喜悦的教会。
To become a church that God is well pleased.
愿意我不勉强，我愿意。我请年轻人走到前面来，好不好？
And I will not force you, but young people, if you're willing, please come forward as we sing the song one more time.
安家呀，
靠边，不要
紧。Come, don't block the screen.
They call him Jesus.He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.All fear is gone because I know He holds the future and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Chorus.
I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone.Because I know, oh, He holds the future.
的下一代祷告，我们一起来为我们的年轻人祷告。哈利路亚，弟兄姊妹们，我们一起在神的面前把他们举起来，叫他们脱离这个世界的险恶，叫他们在神的家中做成熟人。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，叫教会有下一代，叫神的家有下一代。哦，哈利路亚，主纪念我们的年轻人。哈利路亚，叫他们成为神的勇士。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，哈利路亚， We love you Jesus. Bless our young people. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Raise up the younger generation. Hallelujah, thank you Jesus. Bless them Jesus.